Will Wall, outfitted with a climbing harness, clips his harness strap, fixed with a wheel pulley onto a half-inch thick cable, leans back, steps off, and glides through the air. Robert Nickel, owner and operator of Ozark Mountain Zip Lines, provides play-by-play.
Okay. All right. So Will is coming across our longest cable on the small course. It's about 300 feet long, about 50 feet high. And he's riding in, bringing it to a stop. Perfect, right on the platform.
A half dozen more platforms strategically scattered over 30 acres of twisting, rugged valley connected by a spiderweb of cables comprise Ozark Mountain Zipline Canopy Tour. Nickel builds ziplines around the world under the auspices of his company, Universal Zipline Technology, LLC.
I got the idea from watching a documentary and reading a magazine article about Donald Perry. He was a researcher, biologist researcher in Costa Rica, and he strung ropes in the aerial part of the canopy to access the trees, the bugs, the flowers that grew there, and the snakes that hang out there. I thought, you know, people would pay to come do this if you strung some cables through the trees. That would be a little bit safer and a lot of fun and not so much work, because what he was doing was work. So I decided to string some cables up in Costa Rica back in 1990, and it worked out really well.
Nickel's constructed 10 zipline canopy courses in Ecuador, Costa Rica, North Carolina, his home state, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Branson, Missouri. Nickel, who appears to be the standard bearer, says his courses are not only super safe, they're really green.
We also try extremely hard to build a course that leaves no footprint. When we build a course, we do all of it by hand. We don't use heavy equipment, so we don't leave a big footprint on the woods or the jungle.
School classes can come take the canopy tour for science credit.
This is our child-friendly course. It's 5 low cables. They're not as quite as high and as long and intimidating as our 5 big cables. But this is where we would do field trips and where kids can comfortably come and do trips from age 3 and up and get a lesson in botany. You know, our guides are very knowledgeable about the trees, the plants, indigenous.
Physically challenged adults and children with special needs are also welcome, owner Robert Nickel.
Of course, they have to ride with a guide. They can't go with their parents. They have to ride with a professionally trained and certified guide. But when they're on that cable, they're free and zipping just like everybody else with a guide behind them to do the braking, obviously. But it is fun for everyone.
No babies are allowed on the course. Zip lines are considered an amusement ride. The Arkansas Department of Labor regulates conventional amusement rides and attractions, but no specific state regs exist for zip lines. For now, the department refers to the 2004 American Society for Testing and Material Amusement Park Standards, which is undergoing revision to include zip lines. That will take time, so the State Department of Labor has proposed adopting the National Association of Challenge Course Technology and Canopy Zipline Tour Standards. Once it goes through public comment, the new rule will be filed with the Secretary of State and codified by early summer. According to State Department of Labor records provided for this story, only one accident has occurred in 2012 at a zipline operation after a 7-year-old boy slipped out of his harness and fell 7 feet, injuring his leg. 9 other amusement fixed ziplines operate in Arkansas in places like Hot Springs, Mountain View, and 2 in Newton County near Ponca. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.